How often should we forgive other people? That's a question that Jesus deals with in Luke chapter 17, and we're going to begin today in Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. Here's where Jesus said, "Take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." Now let's slowly take a look at this passage, and what we want to do today, our game plan is this. We want to look at what Jesus says in Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4, and then we want to go to Matthew chapter 18, and then if we have time, we'll go to Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to use those other scriptures to shed light on what we're looking at here. Now, I know that this is a subject that involves or applies to many, if not most, of us right now. Because so many times we have problems with other people. We have difficulties to work out. And Jesus is talking about what to do in this situation. Now, what he's talking about right here is clear. It's relatively easy and simple to understand. But it takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of courage. And it takes a lot of love to practice what Jesus says here. But let's look at the words first of all and make sure we understand what he means by this before we rush into applying it. Jesus said, take heed to yourselves, give attention, look at yourselves and look at your lives, and especially examine and inspect your hearts. He said, if your brother trespasses against you. Now look at the word trespass. What does Jesus mean by that? He is not talking about a matter of opinion. He is not talking about something that somebody happens to dislike. He means sinning against you. When somebody has actually committed a sin. You see, sometimes I hear people talking about these verses that we're going to be looking at today, and especially this one, and they say something like this. Well, he's sinned against me. He's done something wrong to me. And we need to settle this, and he needs to apologize for that. And then when they start explaining what it was that the person did, it's not a sin at all. It's just a matter of opinion. Well, folks, first of all, before we start applying this, before we start pressing this on other people especially, we need to sit back and determine whether the thing that's being talked about is an actual sin where you go against the Bible, where you violate something that the Bible says over against the idea of a matter of opinion. Now, I believe that's very important to keep in mind here because I've heard this passage misused and misapplied because people look at the word trespass and they forget that the word trespass means a sin and not a mere matter of opinion. So Jesus said, if the case is that your brother actually does sin against you, then here's what you do. He said, rebuke him. Tell him that he is wrong. And remind him and point out to him the wrong that he has done to you. Now, as I said, that does take courage. That's not an easy thing to do. Oh, somebody can fly off the handle and tell somebody that he's wrong. You know, there are people today that when somebody does the least little thing that they don't like, they fly off the handle. They fly into a rage and may even cuss that person out. And it may simply be over a matter of opinion, something that is not even a matter of Bible teaching. And yet, that's how they handled it. I'm not talking about that. Jesus is talking about a situation here where your brother has done you wrong. And what you're to do is to go to him and in love and in faith, rebuke him. Now, notice that he doesn't say, well, you know, I shouldn't go ahead and tell him that he's wrong because that's not the Christian thing to do. That might make him mad. And who am I to judge him and tell him that he's wrong? Well, you are to do that because Jesus told you to do that. You are to go to an individual who has wronged you, who has sinned against you, and tell that person that he did sin against you. Bring it to his attention. And when people quote Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, to try to set this aside, then they're just misapplying that passage. Matthew 7, 1 says, judge not that you be not judged. That's not what he's talking about here. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, he's talking about a man who's doing something far worse, and yet he's criticizing somebody for something little in his life. That's what he means by not judging in Matthew 7. What he's talking about right here when he says, rebuke him, this man that has sinned against you, what he's implying here is that we not only have the right or the authority from God to tell that person that he's done something wrong to us, but we also have the duty and the responsibility to go to that person and to bring his sin to his attention. Now, Jesus said, after you do that, here's what you're to do. If he repents, forgive him. Now, that's simple, isn't it? The Bible tells us that if the man is penitent, if the man is sorry for what he's done, if he apologizes and so forth, if he repents, then you have the responsibility before God to forgive him. Now, when you look at the word if, of course, that means if he does not repent, then you don't have that responsibility. As a matter of fact, you really cannot forgive him. Now, let me state that again. If somebody has sinned against you, if somebody has committed an actual sin or trespass against you, and that person is not willing to repent, that person's not sorry for what he's doing and what he has done, and as a matter of fact, that person may continue to do that very thing against you, if he has the opportunity, that shows that he's not penitent. Well, in that case, you don't have the responsibility to forgive that person. As a matter of fact, how can you forgive that individual? God forgives people when they repent, doesn't he? Well, of course he does. God forgives us when we repent. Well, if God doesn't forgive people when they're not willing to repent, then how can we? Are we higher than God? Do we have more love than God does? And let me point out here, I believe, something that oftentimes occurs when people discuss this, when they talk about the question, can you forgive somebody that is not willing to repent? What oftentimes happens, I find, is that people define the word repent in different ways, and they define the word forgive in different ways. For instance, there are some people that say, well, you shouldn't hold a grudge, and you shouldn't let that anger turn into hate and become bitter against that person and let that lead you away from God. Well, if that's what you mean by the word forgive, then I understand. In that sense, you do let it go. That is true. But what I'm saying is, according to the Bible, and if you use the word forgive here in the biblical sense, then that word forgive means that you release that trespass, and that is conditioned upon this person repenting. And if the person doesn't repent, then you cannot forgive that person, and you are not to forgive that individual. Again, it doesn't mean that you hold a grudge. It doesn't mean that you become bitter toward that person, and it certainly doesn't mean that you ever hate that individual. But we're talking about a condition here about restoring the relationship. If the relationship is to be restored, then that means you cannot have a person in that relationship that continues to sin against somebody, that continues to willfully harm and trespass against that individual and have the relationship to be what it's supposed to be and what one of them at least wants it to be. So yes, it is conditional. Forgiveness is conditional. Our forgiveness in the sight of God is conditional. And the individual here who has sinned, his forgiveness is conditional based upon whether or not he repents. Well, in verse 4, Jesus said, it doesn't make any difference how often this happens. If the person is truly sorry, if the person is penitent, then you forgive. He says in verse 4, if he trespasses against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day he turns again to you saying, I repent, then you're to forgive him. And the number 7, of course, is a number of completion in the Bible. It simply means that if this person does it again and again, you be as forgiving as that person is willing to repent. That's the idea of Luke chapter 17. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 18, because this entire chapter, and I would really urge you to read this chapter, the entire chapter of Matthew chapter 18 is about our relationships to each other. It's about getting along with each other, and it's especially about how to deal with conflict. In Matthew chapter 18, let's begin in verse 15. Here the Bible says, moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Somebody says, well, if I do that, then he's just going to fire back at me and say, you're not to judge me. Well, you stay with this passage because Jesus authorized you to do it here. Jesus commands you to do it here. That person is just taking that passage out of context, so we shouldn't let that dissuade us from doing what's right. Jesus said, if your brother trespasses against you, if he sins against you, You go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Don't run all over the country gossiping about that individual. Don't go to everybody else saying what a bad individual and what a bad person that is, and never even bring it to the person's attention that's actually guilty. That oftentimes is what happens, isn't it? But the Bible says that you're to go to him and to him alone and to tell him his fault, and if he shall hear you, that is, if he listens to you, and if he is penitent, if he repents, you have gained your brother. You have restored that relationship. But if he will not hear you, if he's stubborn, if he doesn't want to listen, then you take one or two more with you, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. But let's suppose that he doesn't listen to them either. The Bible says in verse 17, and if he shall neglect to hear them, then you tell it to the church. Tell it to the congregation. Get the congregation involved. But if he neglect to hear the church, so this shows that the church is trying to restore him. The congregation is talking to this man who's guilty. And if he won't listen to them, then he says, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. In other words, then you refuse to have anything to do with him. And that is the idea, of course, of church discipline. This is talking about withdrawal of fellowship. Now, there's one other passage that I want to go to today, and it's found in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 23. And Jesus here is talking about the danger of getting angry at somebody without a cause and having the wrong attitude towards someone and that eventually evolving or digressing into hate. So he says in verse 23, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has aught against you. Now, what's the situation? Jesus is talking to Jews, and he said, suppose you bring your gift to the altar, and you remember that your brother has aught against you. Now, again, folks, we need to point out here that the aught that somebody has against you, that whatever this person has against you, is not a matter of opinion. This is a matter of Bible teaching. In other words, you have actually sinned against this person. It's not that there's some kind of disagreement over a matter of opinion. It's not that there's some kind of conflict over something that the Bible doesn't even discuss. This is a sin that you have committed. Now, the Bible says what you're to do, if you remember that, when you come to the altar, is you're to leave your gift before the altar and go your way and first be reconciled to your brother. Make it right, and then come and offer your gift. So the Bible gives a responsibility to both people who are involved in this. If you have sinned against somebody and you later remember it, for whatever reason that you weren't thinking about it, if you remember it later that you've actually done something wrong to somebody, then Jesus said you go to him and be reconciled to your brother. You apologize for what you've done, you repent. Now, on the other hand, the Bible says if somebody has done wrong to you, if somebody has sinned against you, then you're to go to that person and try to work it out. And if you can't, then you go through the other steps that Matthew chapter 18 is talking about. I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.